Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we have with us our great friend, Executive Director of the Southwood County Humane Society, Madison Rafter.
Good morning.
Morning, Madison. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good over here. And thank you so much for bringing in a new furry friend for our audience. And
sorry,
for
I'm totally distracted.
I am too. Madison, let's go ahead and jump right in. Who is our pet of the week?
Yeah, so this is Trixie. Trixie is a 12-year-old Bichon something mix.
Yes.
She was brought to us at no fault of her own. It was sadly just a situation where her owner's health came into higher priority, so that is why she came to us. She has actually been staying at my house for the last couple days because, of course, seniors have my heart, and that's I cave all the time when it comes down to fostering seniors.
I'm just as bad, yes.
it's rough, but I love them. So she's been with us for a couple of days, and she's doing great. She is already spayed up to date on vaccines, and she's pretty much ready to go.
When it comes to the type of family that would be really a perfect fit, and I just meeting Trixie, I could see almost any family would be a good fit. Is there certain types of people that might be better than others?
Yeah, so I highly recommend a house without kids. She does not seem to be the largest fan of lots of movement going on in the house or lots of commotion going on in the house. She gets very, very stressed out by that. She is not the fan of my puppy at all. She could care less about him. She really likes my little 10-year-old hairless chihuahua, and those two get along pretty well, but my puppy she wants nothing to do with. So highly recommend just kind of a low-energy household.
Chill.
Will do really well for her. One that can definitely get her on the right track of health as well, just because being a senior and being older, she's got some underlying health concerns that we're not 100% on what's going on with her. So definitely somebody who's got the time for that, as well as just kind of a quiet household for her, just to spend the last couple potentially years of retirement in.
Yeah. I noticed that with some of the dogs at the shelters that I was at, I would worry, well, this dog is the same size as this dog, so they should be okay together, but they wouldn't always be. What you hit on such a great point there. The energy is more important than the size, it seems like, to the dog. Is that what you've seen?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she could care less about big dogs. She could care less about small dogs. It's more based off the energy in a household. So, of course, she is a very old girl that's not the largest fan of a little crackhead puppy running circles and laps around her.
Right,
she is
right.
not the fan of that. Now, the other one who just wants to sleep in a blanket, she's perfectly content with that. But definitely energy level makes a really good key play into this, because it's the same situation of anybody who's looking to get a puppy to add to their household. Yeah. If you have a 10-year-old dog, and if they've not been around other dogs with high energy, you bringing a puppy home may not be the best for it.
Yeah.
Sure, I've seen it work out perfectly fine and no issues, but a lot of times, too, when people are adopting puppies and they have a 10 to 12-year-old dog at home, that dog's not necessarily going to do well with bringing home puppy energy if you can't also step in and help with that boundary issue.
As far as the kind of house we got, as far as that goes, but with this dog in particular, what made you want to bring her in?
Seniors, that's what I do seniors. I like the small dogs. It's what I can handle in my household. Of course, I will take a big dog senior home all the time, but I just don't necessarily like having senior dogs in the shelter environment, especially with how many dogs we have in the building right now. We have 3 open kennels, and trying to put a 12-year-old senior who's lived her whole life in a home into a shelter environment is going to be so detrimental on her mental health, as well as a lot of things. Where, again, we do the best we can for those animals to help to make sure that they don't deteriorate. But when it comes down to little dogs in particular that are over the age of 10, that's where that soft spot is for me. So I prefer the seniors because I like the lower maintenance that they have of just, you know what, they're pretty chill. They just kind of want to lounge around all the time. And I have a pretty quiet household besides my little crackhead puppy. But he knows how to respect boundaries pretty well. So if it's something that I need to step in and like, you know what, hey, you and I are going on a walk while we leave the seniors to just kind of chill in the house, he does really well with that. So those are just, I always have the soft spot for the seniors.
We have such a fun time with this segment, and we've enjoyed over the months doing this with you and everything, and even previously with Beth and the Humane Society. But I never want to lose focus of the purpose of this, so I kind of knew the answer when I asked, because these dogs, we don't know how long they have, and we want them to spend their last days, as you said, their retirement days, in a great home.
Yep.
And that's why bringing in older dogs tends to be the case with a lot lot of this. I've noticed this, the great Melissa Langben, who has done news here in this area for a long time for Channel 9. She does a great pet of the week kind of thing, and I see how much it means to her, and they usually have senior animals as well. Yep. But I've had listeners, and I think other people have just been curious of that sometimes, you know? Yep. Oh, a puppy. Everybody loves puppies. Everybody loves kittens. Well, there's a reason we're bringing these animals in. They're just as lovable. They're just as sweet. I would take this little girl home with me right now. She's awesome. She's a great little dog.
I love her. One flaw I would say is her voice. When she starts howling, she sounds like a literal gremlin. And that is the only way that I can describe it, is her howl is so low and so deep that it sounds like I have a gremlin in my laundry room.
So can you feed her after midnight? Should we have gotten that out right away?
I'm not sure.
This is a morning show.
You can't get her wet after midnight. There's some certain rules to gremlins. I know this as an 80s kid. I know this. We want to thank Tom's Paints real quick. Tom's Paints, we've got you covered. Be sure to check them out. They're great sponsors right now of this segment. We appreciate them. They're at 3031 Plover Road here in Wisconsin Rapids. More on them in a moment. Madison, I want to get into as well with you the 5K9 walk run coming up September 23rd. It's an exciting event. We're really excited about this one.
We're pumped. So that's going to be this Saturday. We are still taking registrations up till the day of the walk. Okay. So if it's something that you want to stop by the shelter and register, you're more than welcome to. Otherwise, we can register you the day of the walk. We'll have raffle baskets. We will have just an absolute blast. Merchandise, our membership cards. We are just very, very excited for this event.
It's a bake sale, pledge prizes. There's all kinds of fun stuff there. And this community loves 5Ks. Loves these things. So be sure to check this out, everybody. It's going to be a really fun event. 8 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. start. And this will be going on, rain or shine, over at the Southfield County Red Sands Shelter House. So go ahead and check it out over there. Get your start there. And again, as you said, Madison, still taking registrations for this?
Yep, still registrations. We will take them at the shelter, and we're at the day of the event.
Okay. You can find out more and plenty more. And you can even take a look at Trixie and all of our great pets over at the Southfield County Humane Society's website, swchs.com, swchs.com. You can email them at the same email, swchs@swchs.com, and be sure to give them a call, 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Madison, thank you as always for the time and making our morning by bringing her in. We'll be riding off of that for hours.
Sorry, I haven't contributed much because I keep trying to pet her.
You're doing your job. You're taking care of Trixie. You've been petting her. That's part of your job for this segment. You're doing great. Thank you so much, Madison. Before we let you go, are there anything that we as a community can do to help you and the gang over at the Humane Society? Are there things you guys need right now?
Yeah. So need-wise, we're in the height of course, our kitten season. Mm-hmm. We are in need of kitten wet food, cat litter, copy paper for our printer, and just share our animals. Even if it's a time that you're not able to adopt at this time, we are so full across the boat. It's our cats, our dogs, our small animals. So even if it's something that you can't adopt, just sharing our animals to get our animals out there just will help them immensely as well. So if it's something you see a post and you're like, oh, I wish I could take that home, but I can't. But you know what? Maybe if I share this, somebody else could.
Yeah.
Just being able to get the word out about some of our animals, just because we are pretty much drowning in animals right now. So
anything, even things like that may not seem like a lot, but it goes a long way, and you just never know who's going to see that post that might want this little girl or one of these other great animals that they have over at the Southfield County Humane Society. Again, a big shout out to our friend Tom's Paints and Decoring. Visit them at 3031 Plover Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 421-1555. That's 715-421-1555. They are open right now. A good morning to our friends over at Tom's Paints. And of course, find out more at the Southfield County Humane Society's website, swchs.com. Get in, get this registration in, and we'll meet you this Saturday at the 5K9 walk run over at Red Sands Shelter House. It's going to be a fun time and always a good time having you in studio. Thanks, Madison.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
What matter? Just don't curse. Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Boys, Let's be honest. We're just thinking about Trixie.
Yes. We both are.
This whole the rest of this show is just going to be you and I going through the motions, but we're in our heads. We're thinking of that dog.
Yeah, she's a sweetie.
That is a sweet, sweet dog. Find out more about Trixie at swchs.com. Gigantic thank you to our friends over at Tom's Paints. We've got you covered. Be sure to visit Tom's Paints for all your painting needs. And, of course, a gigantic friend. Thank you to our great friend, Madison Raptor.
Yes. Thank you, Madison.
I appreciate
you. And for everything that you do for the animals in our county.
I don't know if we could really put in the words how much she does and how much she puts of herself into this community and everything. She feels this and does this job with her whole heart.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very noticeable, and we greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Let us take a look at some entertainment news real quick here, if I can get my computer. There we go. So Tom Hanks will do it all to go to space.
Really?
Whatever it takes. Tom Hanks is down to get dirty if it means going into space.
Mm-hmm.
He's willing to do all the onboard chores like cleaning toilets, serving food, folding clothes, stowing the gear. He says, quote, if there was room, I would be the guy that cleans up, makes jokes, tells stories, and keeps everybody entertained. I'm your man. I'd probably sign up right now. That might be a good idea. I'll do all the work. That way the others could be free to do other stuff and just hang out,
like,
and everything.
Astronaut jobs.
But he's always had a great love of going to space. And, you know, with Apollo 13 and some of the other work that he's done, you can kind of see that in him.
Right.
But he wants to make sure that who's ever listening, NASA, it doesn't matter. Be very clear about this. I will be like...
He is available.
Yeah, yeah. He really wants to make sure people know this. I love the idea of him really being, selling himself for it, too. Like, look, I could do this. I could, ask my wife. I could clean. I could do, he's really trying.
I'm great with toilets. Great.
I will say, they did not actually... They went to the most technical version of going to space is what, the blue... The billionaires going to space and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But William Shatner was on one of those flights.
Okay.
And I believe he is the oldest, if not one of the oldest people to ever go to even the atmosphere like that. I imagine that got a lot of people like Tom Hanks and others thinking,
hey, maybe I can do that too.
Yeah. And so you're gonna throw your hat in the ring, sure, but why not help you out yourself out a little bit? Yeah, I'm Tom Hanks. Here's my hat in a ring. And I'll
clean toilets.
I'll do chores. I'll sing and dance for you. I don't care. Just let me out the boat. Let me on.
He might even do windows.
Now, what I want is Tom Hanks. Okay, you can be on Mr. Hanks and everything, but I want you to play, I want characters. I want you to play not so much characters he's already played, but I want to be able to, charades. I want to be able to throw something out there, and he just jumps and does it right away.
Can you imagine? You'd have built-in entertainment for your whole trip.
I am being a hypocrite right now because I'm one of these people that as soon as I tell people I act, usually, well, give me a monologue or act for me. And it's like, what do you want?
What do you do?
Yeah.
It's the same thing when I'm a singer. Well, sing something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? That never goes well.
No.
It doesn't matter what you choose. It always ends poorly.
I have a couple of great friends that are comedians out in California, and one of them, whenever they tell somebody they're a comedian, of course, oh, make me laugh. So he goes right to, why did the chicken cross the road? It goes right to that joke, goes right to it every time. And it sometimes makes the person laugh a little bit. Yeah. Not even the punchline, just saying that.
That's
kind of got to make people laugh. I say all that, and I would still do that to Tom Hanks. I couldn't help myself. He's one of the greatest actors of all time.
And also he offered.
Yes.
This.
He did offer.
Yeah.
He did offer. That is a good point. Going from one of the greats to another great, Robert De Niro. Uber has a new ad campaign that'll be fronted by psychological vigilante. Well, a fake one. Robert De Niro will star in the ads as his taxi driver character, Travis Bickle. The guy who looks in the mirror, you talking to me?
That famous line.
I don't see anybody else around here. You must be talking to me. Like that line, that character is who he'll be playing. The ads. Now, if you know that movie, you know he is not going to be playing that character at full strength. That is an R-rated movie if there has ever been an R-rated movie.
But everybody knows that line.
Yes. And it's an
Even those of us like me who haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. The ads are being shot in London this week. It's not clear if they'll air in the U.S., but obviously they'll be available online. A source says, quote, signing up to commercials is selling out a bit, but obviously he's had a very expensive personal life. Those expenses include $1 million a year in alimony and some other things. I don't see why that had to come up.
Right.
There are literally thousands and thousands of actors that do ads. This is a big thing that a lot of, like, everybody from George Clooney, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, everybody has done this. Oh, how can I make an extra buck? I'm going to do ads in Japan. I'm going to do ads in China. And you can search engine right now any one of those names, and you will find an ad they did for another country that usually never gets seen here. Back in the day, you used to be able to get away with this, and there was no online.
Right. You couldn't find it as easily.
Now it's kind of a little bit different, but people are still doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's...
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I feel like... I don't know. Maybe I'm the last person on the planet like this, but I get so cringy on this stuff when they're talking about people's personal lives and this kind of thing. I don't care. Like, I like Robert De Niro. I'm a huge Robert De Niro fan, and I care about his mental health, his well-being. Sure, I wish him well. I don't want anything bad to happen to him, but it's also not my business.
No.
Like, I don't know Robert De Niro. I'm not friends with him. If I was, it'd be different. But I'm not. So what do I need to know that for?
Something between him and obviously his ex.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with us.
It feels very, it's this day and age that we're in where we've got to include things that aren't necessarily necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing this a lot in sports right now where there's where do you walk this line? There's the bear situation where they supposedly had an FBI raid, but it didn't actually happen. So you got people reporting on the report that didn't happen. Yeah. Like, well, how about just not even mentioning it since it didn't actually happen?
Right. That's not news.
You have people in the world now, whether it's athletes or celebrities, who have a past, and how do we go forward with that? There's an athlete, Tariq Hill, who plays for the Miami Dolphins. He's one of the most electric players in the NFL. He has got a past. He has got some nasty stuff in his past. So every time Tariq Hill does something great, do you say 80-yard bomb to Tariq Hill, who is known for this, this, this? Or do you just stick to the topic at hand and just stick to the play? We don't know the answers to this. We're figuring it out as we go along. But too much information... can lead to this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I say in some ways it is a fine line to walk because you have to let people have their lives. People live their lives. People make mistakes. If they have done their due diligence to, you know, repay society for the mistakes that they've made, then let's move on.
I really don't. I think that if this information is necessary for you to know, then that's different. But if you don't have to know it, why do you even care?
Yeah.
Why do you care what's going on with the Joneses or the Smiths or anybody? If you have your life completely figured out, then I guess maybe. But I don't know a dang person like that. So.
Well, and obviously there's a market for it, James. I mean, because how many magazines are there to, you know, what Star? And I don't even know the names of them because I don't read them. But there's a lot of those out there that spend a lot
of time looking into
celebrities' lives.
There's been talk recently, and really going on for years and years, about Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson possibly being related, maybe even being brothers. It was kind of said in jest and joking for quite some time, but there has been more and more steam to this. And it turns out that that talk was started by Matthew's own mom, Kay.
Really?
It was kind of presented to us like it was something those two guys had come up with and joked about in interviews and everything because they're so alike. They're both Texas boys, both have a couple of other things in common in that. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that all began with Kay, Matthew's mother. Matthew says, quote, "We're all sitting around in Greece one night talking, and my mom out of nowhere in a little pause goes, 'Oh, I knew your dad, Woody.' And she goes, 'Just saying, we might have frequented the same similar place out in West Texas one time when he was on furlough.'"
Okay.
He added, quote, "And we all went, 'What? Now we got to do some DNA tests.'" Apparently, Kay was separated from Matthew's dad right around that time. She knew Woody's dad.
Okay, so but this is coming from the mom. I'm sorry, but
moms know who their babies are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like with the dad.
I don't know how that happens, where she has Woody without knowing or whatever, or how she could be a partial mother or something if she didn't right. have Woody. It
I mean, unless she donated that. Some eggs.
I guess. I don't know. But it makes for an interesting story. it gets people something to talk about there on
right.
that.
Again, celebrities' personal lives that we're talking about.
And it's just cringy to me.
A little bit.
Just cringy.
A little bit. Because now we're discussing their potential paternity.
And all of a sudden it starts feeling like we're turning into an episode of Maury.
Yes. We're the Esquire magazine
The Post. Any of the posts. Any of them. Like, we'll take a break. We'll get to some real news. We got Melissa right here with some real news for you. In Wisconsin. See, I almost did. I've been waiting to see if that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it finally happened.
I'm going to write it for you.
It finally happened. I almost gave the wrong call letters. I've been waiting to see if that happened. Right here on AM 1320 WFHR, 97.5 FM. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. Really clear about that. He would do anything for love.
Anything.
Anything. Won't do that, though. Whatever that is, right. Only a meatloaf knows. And he took it with him.
I don't think Meatloaf knows it either.
I don't think so either. I think that's why it was like he wrote the line. He's like, well, later I'll get to that, whatever that is. I'll get to it later.
We'll do that in another song.
And it never came Next about. Album. Like, nothing ever happened with another. I want to get into this one with you, Melissa, and in part because you sent it to me.
Yes! a while back.
This is an interesting article, and encourage people to do some homework on this one. Look into it a little bit, because I just find it, I think it's just going to be interesting to people, fascinating on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
The headline, and this comes to us from AP News, a big shout out to our friends at the Associated Press.
Yes, yes.
Pig kidney works a record 2 months in donated body, raising hope for animal-human transplants.
I saw the headline and I was like, we have to talk about this. This is fascinating.
The dramatic experiment came to an end a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, when NYU Langone Health removed the pig kidney and returned a donated body of Maurice Mo Miller to his family for cremation. Mm-hmm. It marked the longest of a genetically modified pig kidney has ever functioned inside a human, albeit a deceased one. And by pushing the boundaries of research with the dead, the scientists learned critical lessons that they're preparing to share with the Food and Drug Administration in hopes of eventually testing pig kidneys in the living.
Wow.
Now, for the longest time, that when we've tried to do this, the human immune system immediately destroys foreign mm-hmm. animal tissue.
Attacks it.
Trying pigs. So what the difference is, they're trying pigs that are genetically modified so their organs are more human-like.
That part of it, too. Like, mind-blowing. Like, wait, are we modifying humans to be more... At what point does this become... What is that Orville Animal Farm, mm-hmm, I believe, mm-hmm. is the book?
It's interesting. Now, I think a lot of people are going to push back on this, and there's, of course, the always going to have the conversation of playing God and some of that.
Yeah, right.
And I'm here to listen to any of it here. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of that isn't worth discussing.
Discussing.
I think
having it's certainly a conversation
worth
about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's always, we're adults, we can talk about this.
But how many people are on the transplant list waiting for organs and die waiting on the transplant list?
See, this is why we are talking about this. Mm-hmm. This is why this isn't it. Now, it's kind of a cool story, to be honest. I think it's just fascinating and interesting if you care about science. I mm-hmm. like science. I think it's interesting. But there's a necessity here, and there's the whole reason why I wanted to get into this with you, is the lack of organ donation.
Mm-hmm.
And just doing a little digging on this subject matter, a lot of the pushback on this idea comes from people who don't donate their organs already.
Right.
So what are we doing? You can't have it both ways. Okay, you want to take your organs with you? That's fine.
That's your choice.
It's your body.
But we got to find other alternatives to save people who want to live.
When it comes back to so much the essence of living, are you living just for yourself, or are you living so that there is a planet here for others? Are you living so that there is a world here for others? Are you living so that we leave something for
others? Humanity continues.
Yeah, because it ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about the human race. Mm-hmm. It's about this whole thing still working and continuing on.
Right.
And that's where all bets are off. Mm-hmm. Let's be real here. We've all seen enough disaster movies and all that to understand that the human population, while it is at a high peak right now, that it's higher than it's ever been, obviously.
Correct.
That can change.
It sure can.
We saw that it didn't take – you don't have to go very far in history to see that. Go a couple years ago. Our population was a lot higher. And we lost a lot of people during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And you can go ahead and talk about, well, we lost this amount of people because of this and this amount of people because of this. We lost people. That's what I'm focusing on. We lost people. And we know that their organ transplant, we've heard our whole lives, Melissa, the importance of organ transplant, organ donation.
Organ donation and blood donation, all of these things, because previous to now, they can't manufacture this stuff. They can't make blood. They can't grow organs. But being able to do research on whether it's genetically modified pigs. I mean, we how long ago was it that they put a pig heart or a cow heart?
I think it was a cow heart, actually.
I think it's in this article because they talk about it in there. But that it kept a man alive for two more months. You know, he was able to have two more months with his family and do the things that he wanted to do yet.
Last year, University of Maryland surgeons tried to save a dying man with a pig heart, but he survived only 2 months as the organ failed for reasons that aren't completely clear yet.
Right.
Because we got to figure this out.
They're still doing testing on it and figuring out what works. And with this, with the kidneys, the pig kidneys, when stuff started to go wrong, they were able to then go, okay, let's try this. Let's try to fix it with this. And as distasteful as it is to us to think about them doing this research on a cadaver, and technically he wasn't a cadaver. He was it was a brain dead body that they were doing this testing on. That had family consent, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they're able to do this testing ethically.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and that's the crux for a lot of people is where are the ethics in this?
And it by all means, it seems like they are doing that.
Yes. And if we look at medical research in its entirety across, you know, the broad span of humanity where, you know, in the early 1800s, late 1700s, they were stealing bodies out of graves to do medical research on.
Yep.
I think we've come a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of this is well and good. You can have your moral stance on these things and stuff until push comes to shove. And we need these things.
Right.
For one, if you are on the line of this being morally wrong, then get to donating. Get out there and donate some blood. Ain't nothing morally wrong against that. Get out there and donate. Otherwise, you got no leg in this game, I feel like. If you are not willing to donate your organs, if you are not willing to donate blood, then what are we doing? You can't have it both ways. I'm not going to do those things, and we shouldn't be doing this. Okay, then it's all about you. Then you just care about you. You can go ahead and stand on your moral compass or whatever if you want, but we all see you for what you are. It is just you are in this game just for yourself. The rest of us trying to make this world work, trying to make it work not just for ourselves, but for people that aren't even born yet.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. And your children and your grandchildren who are living. You know, this we're going to be eventually leaving this planet to them and to their descendants. I mean, humanity... At its current, you know, way things currently are, we're not looking to die out right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
We seem okay. There have been some very catastrophic things that have recently happened. The wildfires in Maui, the earthquake in, I believe, Morocco, the flooding that's happening in Libya. I mean, have recently lost a lot of people in a very short span of time. And due to natural disasters, not wars.
Yeah. That's not even counting our own self-inflicted wounds.
True. Or the wars that are happening in Ukraine and across Asia. So, I mean, there's a...
There's so much going on that you and I could go back and forth and we'd miss things.
And of course.
Yeah, you know, there's so much.
We haven't even talked about the rest of Africa.
Right. Yeah, right.
Or
yeah.
South America.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So,
we haven't even talked about America. Like, no. Our own situations
besides
and
Hawaii.
Stuff.
Right.
Yes. Besides Hawaii. So, yeah, to the point, this is something we have to at least discuss.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't one of those things we can just shut the book on. We've got to at least talk about this. And I am glad
because it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we agree with it or not, it's happening.
A shout out to Laura Niergren and Shelby Lum doing great reporting on this mm-hmm. article.
It is an interesting article, and I recommend reading it in its entirety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to the Associated Press. Nice mm-hmm. work. Again, you can find that at apnews.com. We will take a break. We will come back, and we're talking music and the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
What? Odd combination.
Coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Smooth criminals around here.
That's us.
Not rough criminals. Smooth. Smooth.
I exfoliated today. I know what you're talking about.
That's a good idea. Smart. We are back, Melissa and I, and we are going into a... You thought that last topic was wild. This one is just as weird, I think.
Okay.
Every Friday, when we have new music out, we like to announce that along with new in theaters, what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and mm-hmm. new on your headphones and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So we're getting to this subject a day early today where we got some new music for you, everybody.
New music.
And look no further than the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
What?
Yeah. As weird as it sounds, they just dropped their first album. And the general consensus is, it ain't bad.
Really?
It's meant for teens and young adults, and some say it's straight fire, mostly the music and not the lyrics, but mostly the background beats and stuff.
Okay.
It's called We're Safety Now, Haven't We? Volume 1. It's got 7 songs, each about a different safety issue. They're basically all kind of knockoffs of different artists. The full album is 22 minutes long. It's not, you know, intended for, to be, you know, in the top 50 or something, top pop 50 songs or...
Okay.
I don't pay attention to Billboard charts and stuff, so I had no idea what to reference there. I had nothing.
Top 40 hits.
There you go. Yeah, it's good. Just better than what I had. So looking at this, we got to listen to some of this music.
We do.
We
mm-hmm.
have to. So
play us something.
So first up, Protect Your Noggin. About wearing helmets. It's 90s hip-hop. They might have been going for a bit of a salt and pepper vibe. Let's go.
Thanks to the people at CBSC.
First things first, let me tell you what the issue is. When you in the streets, gotta stay vigilant.
Yeah.
Check the stats, there's been way too many in your hands. From right and right without nothing, I'm protecting them.
Okay, so they got people that can actually rap. That's good.
Right.
They got a good flow. I mean, I wasn't enjoying the lyrics, maybe. I see what they're saying about that. But that beat is straight out of the 90s.
Yeah.
That was well done. That's a very smart, that's a smart beat right there. That is pretty good. How about an EDM song called Phone Away about texting and driving and not staring at your phone when you walk while you walk down the street? Let's see what this one's like. Oh, yeah. Get out your glow sticks.
Thanks to the people at CBSC.
I'm bumping my head.
Yeah. Okay, all right, that's not
get
bad.
Get to the lyrics, but the beat's good.
Got a Bad Bunny knockoff, Si Pone Calante, and about testing batteries in your smoke alarms and everything.
Oh.
Thanks to the people at CBSC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is. It's a complete Bad Bunny ripoff. Again, though, I mean, if this was on like a pop station, if I came across this on a pop station,
I'd listen to it,
and I would think it was just a normal pop song.
Right.
I wouldn't even think about it really. Mm-hmm. That's interesting, man. They put some time and some, like, they really went all out on this.
They did like the kids bop, times 10.
Yes. 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 That's that's definitely so good. So well said. They should use that to sell this.
Right.
That line you had right there. That is a good line. Going off like fireworks, a K-pop song about fireworks safety. Oh. No, no, wait. This one.
You got them both playing at the same time. This is them over each other.
Oh, yeah. Then maybe that's the next thing.
The mix up.
Yeah. So I think that the only critique I have right now is that if they were going to, you know, hopefully teach lessons to people or help people from, you know, doing certain things like blowing off fireworks and all or whatever, I can't hear the lyrics that well. I hear the beats, and that's all I'm really hearing. But that might be my hearing.
But that's
that might
also true. That's also true with about every song you listen to, though.
Very true.
Right?
Very
the first true. Time through, you don't catch all the lyrics. You like the beat. You're getting it. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And well, and after you listen to it 5, 6, 7, 10, 12 times, you're singing along with it. Pretty soon, you've taught yourself safety.
It's pretty good. You're right. Off-road adventure about staying safe on ATVs is another one. It's got. It sounds like a little like Vogue from Madonna.
Thanks to the people at CBS.
I like that claim.
I like that too. Oh, it's I hear a little bit. It seems like somebody that tried to do a ripoff of Vogue, like a Weird Al version of Vogue almost.
Weird Al. Oh yeah, with the singers in there too. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. I'm just impressed that they put so much into this and that they clearly had some good producers and some real musicians behind this. That rapper earlier had a flow. Like, usually you get this stuff and it's the person, well, my name is, and they just can't rap, and it's horrible and it's cringy and all that. Like, this was actual artists, it seems like, which, you know, helps promote these artists,
right?
As well as hopefully promoting and getting people to, you know, wear their helmets or
use firework safety,
not text and drive.
Yeah,
you know, whatever.
Check your
fire
safety batteries, fire smoke alarms. There we go. Smoke detectors.
I really think you brought up a really strong point about that, about lyrics and how we don't catch them always the first time or whatever. I also think of how many songs we get wrong. We get the lyrics wrong, and I could see that happening with this. Maybe not in a catastrophic way, but in a kind of an interesting,
funny,
yeah, kind of funny way or something. Mm-hmm. I could see either way. But
we make a parody of the parody of the parody.
Yes, yes, which I love. I love the meta of that. Yep, you can check out the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's album anytime you like. It is out there right now. The full album, again, only 22 minutes, but apparently straight fire.
You know what? Kudos to them. Yeah. I like it.
I'm
a fan.
More power to them. Yeah, that's pretty good. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more fun to wrap up the show on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're friends, and that's what friends are for, being there for each other, making people laugh in the morning, giving you a positive start to the day.
We're here for you.
We're here for you, everybody. We don't, well, Melissa sounds as good as Dionne Warwick, but I don't. I can't sing like Elton, but we could definitely at least be there for company and hang out and have some fun. And thank you for doing that, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday Eve, and we'll be getting you ready for the weekend tomorrow. Going to have some fun stuff for you then. Right now, got to get to a That Ain't Right story before we get to some local good stories of the day. Back in May, Kraft announced an update to their package for their Kraft singles, because their number one complaint was it's too hard to remove the thin plastic film. And let's check in real quick to see how that is going. Of course, Kraft just issued a voluntary recall of Kraft singles to prevent people from eating the plastic wrappers.
Oh my goodness.
They say it's precautionary after a temporary issue with one of their wrapping machines. When you remove the wrapper on each side or on each slice, a thin strip of plastic can rip off and stick to the cheese. So you might not realize it. Toss it on your burger, and obviously that's not going to be good.
You've got a plastic burger.
It's not clear if the new wrappers are a problem or not. In May, they said that they'd be thicker, sturdier, and easier to open, and they'd be switching them later in the year. But they didn't say when or where they'll be rolling them out.
They're recalling nearly 84,000 cases, but only two versions are affected. Packages with 24 slices that expire between January 27th and packages with 72 slices that expire between the January 9th and the 16th. They also have specific manufacturing codes, so if you are worried you've been eating plastic, check the recall notice online.
Oh my goodness.
You can do that. Let me see if I got the website even here for you. Yeah, it is craftzonecompany.com. Craftinzonecompany.com.
Just Google craft.
Yeah, that might be easier. Might be a little bit better
plastic.
For you.
Plastic.
What the what, people?
I was trying to find the headline because I had just recently seen a headline that said something about Kraft cheese, and I thought that this was where you were going with it, but and unfortunately I didn't read the article, but it said something about the new formula might make you gag.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if that's where this is. So
yes,
the plastic on there. Of course, the comment thread is what I read, and it's like, so all American cheese.
right, basically, yeah.
But in the defense of American cheese, it is a very good melting cheese to put on your burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Minus the plastic.
Yes. I've never had an issue with this. I've never had an issue taking the plastic off, but I could see how somebody could, I guess.
I have had it where it, you know, like you pull off, so it's got a flap. Mm-hmm. You know, you lift up the flap and you pull that part off. And then you got to rip it off on the other side. And then the other side. And if you get too aggressive with it, I usually rip the cheese before I rip the plastic. Not that, you know, I eat this cheese very often because I don't.
I was going to say, but what are you doing?
But they do make non-dairy cheeses in a similar fashion of an American style that have a very similar wrapper. I guess they just, since it costs more, they put more money in the packaging? I don't know.
I don't know. That don't seem right to me. I think we need a bit of a palate cleanser, Melissa.
Check your plastic. Check your cheese for plastic.
Yes. We have some great events going on Thursdays here in Wisconsin Rapids.
We do. It's the downtown farmers market here in Wisconsin Rapids from 8 to 2. So they're open now, going strong. Why do we still have that clock on the wall, James?
I know.
Obvious I haven't been here for 3 weeks because it's now 11:20.
We are going to have 40. An office space moment with that that clock
giant
one of these
hammers.
Days where we're all taking hammers and bats to it.
But
yes,
they are open now down First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggins Street. Hit up the downtown farmers market. I'm sure you can get pumpkins, squash, mums. I mean, the things that are in season right now, apples, probably have some apple cider, maybe some apple cider donuts. If you find those there, call me.
Yes.
608-963-0345. Let me know where to get the apple cider donuts.
And buy local, support local, support our ag industry. Get on over there, enjoy our Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market. Our good friend Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor going to be performing from 2 to 4 on this third Thursday of the month, I believe that we are
on. Where we're on.
Join them. Join them over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center for a great concert, 2 to 4. The wonderful, the legend, Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor. Go check them out. Free admission, donations accepted for the musicians. Check them out again the first and third Thursday of the month. Pete Ravel, Four on the Floor at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4 today.
And I'm pretty sure you can see the collage of all the water, little water. I got to get over there to see that. I was excited to hear it was finished.
Check that out, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And then Assumption has their homecoming events coming up Friday. They've got a brat fi going on from 4 to 6, but also, of course, the game is on Saturday. They are playing at the SWC Field at 11 a.m. They are hosting Pacelli, and we're airing that on our sister station, WIRI.
10:40, our pregame will start Saturday for that. Join us over there. It's going to be a great one. Michael's going to call the game. I'll be running the board. We're going to have a lot of fun with it.
All right.
It's going to be good. And, of course, Great Lincoln High School football on the radio dial Friday, 6:40 on WIRI. We'll have Lincoln hosting D.C. Everest. Again, Michael and Seth running that. Here at WFHR tomorrow at 4, our pregame starts off. Wisconsin and Badgers taking on Purdue. The Big Ten schedule kicks off for Wisconsin. Them taking on Purdue. And we get a Friday game. Ooh, I love Friday college games. I love it.
Nice.
I also wanted to mention something else.
One more thing for the Nakusa homecoming is going on as well. Their football game versus Stratford is Friday night at 7 at the Nakusa Sports Complex.
Go Papermakers. Go ahead and root for your Papermakers out there, everybody. And wanted to mention our good friend Seth has Trail Tunes.
That's playing tonight.
Be sure to check it every Thursday at 7, and a special show tonight. It's live.
Live, baby. Live. Bet you he'd be giving away shirts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Be listening for that opportunity. And I'm a little jealous of that, you know, getting to do a live show and everything. Seems like fun. Seems like a good time.
Maybe you should try it sometime.
I think I will. And I think I want to know what it feels like to give away something.
Yeah.
Let's give away a shirt.
Let's do it.
Call up 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Tell us who your favorite voice on this radio station is. No, I'm joking. just tell us something you like about WFHR.
We'll even throw in a sticker.
Yeah, we'll throw in some stickers. We'll get your shirt for you. And again, a big
thank you. We have new shirts, too.
New shirts. Yes,
new,
yes.
New. So if you need the new design, call up.
Call up 424-2600. Get yourself a shirt and be listening every day. Whenever we're live on the air, we're giving away shirts and we're making sure that we're taking care of you.
Yeah, even if we don't mention it, just call us.
Really good to have you back, Mel. Thanks for being
good
here.
Good to be here.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll be back with more fun coming up on WFHR, locally grown radio.